You know, the Animal Farm, George Orwell deal, you know, all animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others. It's truer the more important the position, but it is true for all. I mean, you want, if I'm running a hotel, I want my maids to be the highest paid maids in the city, and I want them to know it. And then I want to use it for leverage. And if I walk in and find dust on the top of the television, I get to react to that more stridently than I would if I'm paying the minimum wage.
No longer do you have to say, well, I'm getting what I paid for.
Well, yeah, there is that. And there is simply that you've turned something that is right now not a necessarily a desirable or irreplaceable commodity into a more desirable and more difficult to replace commodity.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Thank you, Dan. Now, Lee, I have this vision of your office where you have seven admins and you walk in and throw assignments around and things just get done. Yet it also sounds like there should be some very strict structure as to who does exactly what and how they should do it. How do you, first of all, find these dynamic admins? And secondly, how do you expect them to handle the new and innovative projects that need to be implemented with the speed that we all implement here?
Well, each person that works for me has very clear instructions on everything that they're supposed to do. We have meetings. I ride everybody pretty hard on what they're doing and how they're doing it. So your illusion of, you know, I just walk in and it's done, I'm actually there, you know, in the trenches to make sure it's done. I make sure
everything... That was just a pipe dream of mine?
I'm sorry?
That was just a dream of mine that you throw things around and they just get done? There's more to it?
No, and by the way, I keep a very strong manual. We don't have time today
Excellent.
To tell you the horror stories of people who let you down, but every person's job is clearly in that manual. So if they disappear, we cross-train. Other people can do that job. And one is a very bad number. I've been with one. That person's left me. You know, you're just totally screwed. So you really got to make sure that everybody's very clear. And you got to you know, check up on them, ask them what they're doing, you know, see what they're doing. It's not a pleasant thing to do, but it literally has to be done.
You know, the speed part of your question is a very important point. And that is, you know, it gets us to the fact that, and I don't want to be misconstrued here, you know, that employees are bad and owners are good. It's not that simple by any stretch of the imagination. And furthermore, with the speed issue, that's one of the things that gets us to the fact that you may be a terrific employee at Company A, and you may be the worst employee I've ever had at my Company B, and you haven't changed. It's just what's expected of you has changed dramatically. In sales, my friend Bill Brooks says there's four questions, right? Can he sell? Will he sell? Can he sell here? And will he sell here? And you got to get all the way through the four questions. And you might get a yes at one car dealership to all four questions and bring the same guy to a different car dealership, and one of those questions is going to be a no. And speed, handling the pressure to perform at high speed, is fairly unique to our environments. It's not often required of people in most workplaces. And so it's a real question. It's a real issue that may make somebody a poor employee for you who was a good employee where they came from and maybe a good employee where they go to. And you don't want to keep these things a secret when you're hiring them. and you want to design early ways of diagnosing whether they're going to be able to handle it or not. Most of us as entrepreneurs, for example, we need to hire thick-skinned people because most of us are pretty temperamental. You know, Trump finds a piece of toilet paper on the floor. He calls a meeting of the entire janitorial staff and uses the F word and climbs a wall in front of them. Well, you can't work for him if, you know, that's going to have you over in the corner crying. And whereas somebody might be a terrific janitor in another environment where the pressure's not that great. We entrepreneurs tend not to be very patient people. And so there's no point in having somebody around who takes everything personally and has to be coddled because it's not going to work out well.